Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And be sure to tell them the Small Business Advocate sent you.
Welcome back, 17th of the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. It's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's October, and that's what that means. And we're celebrating the lives of all of the members of our Brain Trust who have been diagnosed with breast cancer. There are about 10 of them. And many of them have been with us in this show that when we've recognized to raise awareness of breast cancer and getting people checked. And Joan Pride is here today, and so is Judith Glazer. Joan, I'll never forget. I was telling somebody this the other day, folks. Back in the day, Joan was for about 15 years. Joan was on my show every week representing Kiplinger. And we did an hour every week. And so we'd only been doing the show, Joan, about maybe a year and a half or so. And I called you up one morning, and you answered the phone in your office, and you said you had just gotten off the phone with your doctor and gotten your diagnosis.
Well, and it was a particularly shocking one because the week before, it's a long story that I won't bore you with now, but there was kind of a misdiagnosis of the tumor that they had taken out, or the biopsy that they had done. They had called me and said, benign, you're okay, but yeah. I guess there was another part of that mass that wasn't, and I didn't know that. So they called that morning, they had called me and said, oops, sorry, malignant, yeah. And I got off the phone, and the next thing that happened, and I've always felt bad about this, but I said, Jim, I can't do the show. I just got
well,
out.
Yeah, that you actually didn't say that. You were thinking about moving forward, and
was I really?
You didn't. I know you didn't want to, but you weren't going to say you weren't because you're that kind of a trooper. And I said, just get off the phone, call Ray, and take care of yourself. And of course, that's what I'll just never forget that. I mean, that was like we called you like 90 seconds after you hung up with the doctor.
That's right. So I hung up from you, and I marched down the hall to my girlfriend who had just been diagnosed a few months earlier, and I walked mm-hmm. in. I said, I need the name of your breast surgeon. Mm.
Yeah. When was that, 2000?
September of 2000.
September 2000. And then 1 year later, Judith, you were downtown Manhattan on Tuesday morning, September the 11th. 2001, folks, if that date ought to be significant to you. And you were sitting in your doctor's office, and the faxes were coming in with your diagnosis, weren't they?
Yeah, because the phones weren't working, so they couldn't call in the results, and they did it by fax in one page at a time. And the doctor took care of each page by coming in and saying, okay, let me tell you what's up. This is good news. You only have a 0.9 centimeter tumor. It is cancer. And it's breast cancer, but it's only 0.9 centimeters. So I said, what does that mean? She said, oh, only radiation. Great. Second page comes in and said, oh, stage 4, even though it's small. And then that changed everything, obviously. And then they found cancer in my bones on one side of my body. And everything, my whole life shifted.
And all the while, planes are hitting buildings right near you.
Yes, you could see the smoke. And you could, I mean, people were on the phone talking to their family members. Everybody wanted to know, where are you? My
right.
son's best friend was walking into the building and forgot something for a presentation, thank God, and went back on the subway, and that saved his life. And those are the stories that people have about
and
that
you,
day.
And was, you, yeah. after getting this diagnosis, you had to walk out of Lower Manhattan, didn't you?
I had to walk 30 blocks, and my feet swelled. I had to take off my shoes. And I got to a place where I saw people holding each other, strangers grabbing each other, looking at the TV, watching what I didn't needed to, you know, I needed to see in person where the building's
right.
being taken out. So that was 2011, September 11th, 2000. 1 year after your September,
yeah.
I had my September, and then nothing happened for 16 years for me or so. Whatever the, yeah, 16 years. My body was peaceful.
Yeah.
And then you
had a recurrence.
Yeah. I found them, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
My hand went right to the spots. They were little, and something told me that's
so
not
you
always
gotta,
the case.
Is you, you, that, so the message is you got to know your body, ladies, and you got to check yourself.
Yeah, you've got to check yourself.
Oh, I was the worst offender there. I found it and said, oh, I'm too young to have breast cancer, and I ignored it. And it was my husband who said, you have to get that checked out.
So what do you tell ladies, Joan, right, at this point? What do you tell people about this, about your experience?
Well, it's obviously a very difficult experience, but the one thing I've noticed about cancer, all types of cancer, is that cancer is not an automatic death sentence in so many cases nowadays, that there are so many new treatments and different things they can do. So if you say, I'm going to fight, then you know, it's a good thing to be able to do.
Judith?
Everybody in my family now goes for checkups on a regular basis. My sister just had her pancreatic scan 3 days ago. So share it with the people in your family. Become support systems for each other. Remind people to go in and double check and check themselves. That's so important. What you said, Joan, is so important. Don't put your head in the sand. And if you do get diagnosed, like I did, I was told, my doctor literally said to me, you have 2 weeks, 2 months, or 2 years to live, and said that in front of my family.
Wow.
So that's the worst thing. That next they decided to have him not do that. He was moved out of the hospital for diagnostics.
Okay.
You know, but we've formed a team in our family and with all our friends. My daughter started an email thing to everybody she knew.
This is in your family, your mother, your daughter, your niece, your sister.
So you
obviously believe in the hereditary angle of this.
And you have to go in and just get double checked. People say, oh, I'm afraid to get double checked. All you do is take blood and they figure out. If you have it in your family, then you know what to do.
More to come after these messages. I got to take a quick break, ladies. Judith Glaser, ladies and gentlemen, Joan Pride. Two of my heroes. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.